So, Sarah, you were here a year ago under different circumstances. You just run 1,000K in Greece. What exploits have happened to you in the last year?
Oh, only one other big race in Monaco in November. So I've been very slack and indulgent since then. So I'm having to work off a few kilos and, yeah.
Well, did you not... weren't inspired to run more races, or you just this is how things just turned out?
Well, you know, I'm not on a very high income, actually. So, you know, if I can get to three big races overseas each year, then I'm very happy. But the rest of the time, I'm just saving. So I don't really do any other races, just a few big kind of things overseas. So, yeah.
So what kind of training? Have you done anything different, you know, in the last year before coming back here?
You know, things really have to change. I would really like to add some weights and, you know, do a bit more cross training and a bit more speed work. But, you know, by the time you do a 4 days work, you just kind of, I go off and shuffle off down somewhere near the beach and, or, you know, just join a few people and have a nice, you know, little run together. Or so I really want to get a lot more inspired, you know, to improve. So I'll have to, after this race.
The next one. But you always look forward to coming back here. This is two or three in a row for you. You actually missed 1 year, unfortunately, but...
You know, these races, this is the one thing in life I don't really hesitate to sign up, because I just know, even though it's difficult, you just, by the end of the race, you feel like a different person, you know, and yeah, I just love seeing everyone. As soon as I got to the track here, it felt like a family again, you know, and all the students of Sri Chinmoy, they're so cheerful and loving, and you know, you really feel this difference. So I love very much coming back.
Yeah. Well, you had a very, very close competition last year, but you came in really tired because you just done the 1,000K.
Yeah.
Do you have any expectations or ideas about what you can do, even though maybe you're not as race shape as you'd like to be?
Well, you know, I've never got to the 700-mile mark, so that would be a really nice goal. But, you know, it's kind of... I think if I can just stay happy and, you know, like what everyone says, just try and be positive.
Well, Sarah, we'll be talking again in the next few days, and you seem to be running pretty hard right now. And that's... do you have a plan of how long and how hard you're going to go, or you're just going to... What kind of strategy do you have?
Oh, I don't know, but I didn't get much sleep last night. I was sitting up kind of thinking too much, so I might actually have a pretty nice sleep tonight. That doesn't sound very inspiring, but I'm quite looking forward to my little tent for a few hours. But, you know, yeah, I like to add some fast laps if I can. Just because it gives you that boost, that energy, so, yeah.
I would say we're running pretty fast right now, for me anyhow.
Yeah, it's not so bad, but, you know, it changes pretty quickly.
Well, Sarah, have a good time, and we'll be talking some more. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. See you.